Audio, EU Stock 2.
Hello, I am Fenrir. I am here to show you how to actually enter the market.
Hi, I am Lita. I will help you choose between traditional and modern ways to invest.
Greetings, my name is Awede. I will explain the specific rules we follow here in the European Union.
And I am Charon. I will walk you through the ethics and the safety steps you need to know. Today we are moving from theory to action. We will learn how to get your money into the market safely. This is an exciting part of your journey because it is the moment you begin to participate directly in the global economy.
To buy a share, you cannot simply walk into a stock exchange and hand over cash. You need a broker. A broker is a licensed firm that has the authority to buy and sell shares on your behalf. They are the gateway to the financial world. In the past, you had to call a person on the phone to place a trade. Today, most of us use digital brokers. These are platforms or apps that allow you to send your orders to the exchange instantly. Choosing a broker is your very first step. You want to look for one that is regulated within the European Union. This ensures that your money is protected by strict European laws. Without a broker, you cannot participate in the market. They provide the software and the access you need to start growing your wealth.
You have two main choices when looking for a broker in Europe. First, you can use your traditional bank. Many large banks like Deutsche Bank or Santander or Societe Generale offer investment accounts. The benefit is that all your money is in one place. You can see your savings and your stocks in the same app. However, banks often charge higher fees for every trade you make. Your second choice is a fintech company. Fintech stands for financial technology. These are companies like Trade Republic or DeGiro or Revolut. They usually have very low fees and very easy-to-use mobile apps. This makes them very popular for younger learners. But remember that even if they are just an app, they must follow the same strict banking rules as the big traditional banks. You should compare the costs of each before you sign up. Look for things like account maintenance fees and the cost per trade. Some brokers charge a flat fee, while others charge a percentage of your trade value.
Once you have picked your broker, you need to get your money into your investment account. This is called funding your account. In the European Union, this is very easy thanks to the Single Euro Payments Area, or SEPA. You will usually send money from your regular bank account to your broker using a standard bank transfer. You will need your international bank account number, or IBAN. This is the long code that identifies your specific account. Most brokers in Europe do not charge you a fee to deposit money this way. It usually takes 1 or 2 business days for the money to appear in your trading app. Some apps allow you to use a credit card or a digital wallet for an instant deposit, but these methods often come with extra fees. Once the money is there, you are ready to buy your first shares. It is a very secure process because European banks use very high encryption and safety standards to protect your transfers.
Now we must talk about the rules. The European Union has some of the strongest investor protections in the world. The main rule is called the Markets in Financial Instruments Directive 2, or MiFID 2. This law requires brokers to be transparent about their fees and to act in your best interest. When you open an account, you will have to go through a process called Know Your Customer, or KYC. This means you must provide a photo of your identity document and proof of where you live. The broker does this to prevent identity theft and to follow anti-money laundering rules. It might feel like a lot of paperwork, but it is actually there to keep your money safe. It ensures that only real people are using the system for honest reasons. You will also have to answer a few questions about your financial knowledge and your goals. This helps the broker understand if you are ready for the risks of the market. This is a very important safety step for every learner.
In Europe, we do not just care about making money. We also care about how that money is made. This is where ethics and ESG come in. ESG stands for environmental and social and governance factors. Many learners today choose to only invest in companies that are kind to the planet and treat their workers fairly. The European Union has a special rule called the Sustainable Finance Disclosure Regulation. This forces companies and brokers to be honest about their impact on the environment. But ethics also means following the laws of the market. You must never participate in insider trading. This is when someone uses secret information that is not public to make a profit. You must also avoid market manipulation, which is trying to trick other people into buying or selling a stock by sharing false information. Being an ethical investor means being honest and looking for companies that make the world a better place for everyone.
Let us look at the pros and cons of using these modern fintech apps for your investing. We will list them separately so they are very clear. We will start with the pros. Pro number one, low entry costs. You can often start with as little as €1. This makes investing accessible to everyone, regardless of their budget. Pro number two, easy to use tools. The apps are designed to be very simple and clear. You can buy a stock with just a few taps on your screen. Pro number three, fast account opening. You can usually get your account approved in just a few minutes using your phone camera and your digital documents. This is much faster than the old way of visiting a bank branch in person.
Now we must look at the cons. It is important to be realistic. Con number one, limited human support. If you have a problem, you might have to wait for an email response or use a chatbot instead of talking to a person at a local bank. Con number two, the temptation to trade too often. Because the apps are so easy to use, you might feel like you should buy and sell every hour to make a quick profit. This is usually a bad idea for long-term wealth and can lead to emotional stress. Con number three, technical glitches. Like any app, they can sometimes crash or have bugs, which can be frustrating when you want to access your money or check your balance. Knowing these cons helps you stay prepared and patient as you navigate the digital world of finance.
Understanding these tools is a huge step toward your independence. You are no longer just a bystander in the economy. You are becoming an active participant. This is motivating because it gives you control over your own financial future. You do not have to rely on anyone else to manage your wealth. By using these apps and following the rules, you are building a skill that will serve you for the rest of your life. Imagine being able to fund your dreams or your retirement just by making smart choices today. It is a very empowering feeling to see your first deposit land in your account. It is the moment your journey truly begins. Keep that motivation high as you move through the setup process. It is a small amount of work for a very large lifetime reward. You are taking charge of your destiny.
Here are three final tips for you. Tip number one. Always check that your broker is regulated by a national authority like BaFin in Germany or the AMF in France. This protects you from fraud and ensures your assets are held safely. Tip number two, use strong security. Always turn on two-factor authentication on your investment app. This keeps hackers away from your money by requiring a second code from your phone to log in. This is a simple but powerful way to protect your hard-earned cash.
Tip number three, keep your records. Even though apps track your trades, it is smart to download your monthly statements and keep them in a safe folder. This will make it much easier when it is time to report your taxes or if the app has a technical problem. Following these tips will make your experience smooth and safe and successful. You are doing a great job by learning the right way to start.
Let us quickly review our key takeaways. First, a broker is the essential middleman you need to access the stock exchange. You can choose between a traditional bank or a modern fintech app based on your needs and your budget. Second, funding your account is simple, using SEPA transfers and your IBAN. It is a secure and standard way to move money in the European Union. Make sure you use the correct codes to avoid delays in your funding process.
Third, you must follow the rules of MiFID II and complete your identity checks to stay safe. These laws are there to protect you and the integrity of the market. And finally, remember to invest ethically by looking at ESG factors and avoiding illegal activities like insider trading. You now have the knowledge and the motivation to get started with your first account. Thank you for learning with us today. We are excited to see you take your first steps into the market. Keep learning and stay curious. Goodbye for now.
Previous lesson, back to course.